Hello, and welcome. This is the Community From Within podcast. It's a podcast about community economic development. And I'm Dwayne McCachern, your host. And this whole idea came from a blog I started a couple years ago. I was very excited about the idea. But if you go to my website, communityfromwithin.com, you'll see over the past 2 years I've done maybe 5 posts. I just simply didn't have enough time to sit down and type. But what I found is I have some time while I'm driving back and forth to work, to my job. I have about a 45-minute commute each way every day, so there's ample opportunity to be productive there. And what you're listening to right now, this is not an actual episode. This is just a quick introduction to say hello and tell you a little bit about what I think this is going to be, hopefully. I've recorded a few episodes already this week, but instead of just throwing that out there, I thought I'd do a short, brief, you know, hello, how are you, and this is what I was thinking about. To give you a quick example, if you go to my website, communityfromwithin.com, you'll see my blog there. And I'm just going to go right back to the very first post here. I'm going to read you what I said about the blog. I said, "Welcome to Community From Within, my new blog, which will outline my personal journey in the realm of community development based in a small, in parentheses, tiny village on the west coast of Cape Breton Island, Canada, but also including experiences across our county and province and internationally. This site is for anyone interested in community economic development, community organizing, asset-based community development, rural development, international development, local and regional politics, and so forth. My goal is to provide you with a framework with which to envision your own part in the development of your own community, however you may define that. I do not at all pretend to have all the answers, and indeed you may follow along and be left with more questions than when you arrived here." And I go on a bit. I talk about a few experiences and ideas. And so the point being, I've recorded a few episodes already, and I'll start posting those. I hope to do at least one a week, if not more. They're only going to be, I think they should be around the half-hour mark. Although I might do some longer ones, and I might reach out and do some interviews with some people. That's definitely a goal, to talk to community development professionals. I want to always try to tie it in with community development. I may tell stories that don't sound like they are, and maybe they're not, but it's my podcast, so basically I'm going to talk about whatever I want in a way, but hopefully it will be tied in with community development, and hopefully I'll make it sound relevant. I've been heavily involved in community development for a long time, a large part of my adult life, but I've been out of it for many years and wanting to get back in, but I don't want to just go back and volunteer with an organization and do this and that. I really want to be thinking more from an outsider's perspective, and maybe get my hands dirty in other ways, and I'll talk about that. It's almost midnight now. I'm recording this. I'm up late because I'm working on this other idea that I will get to and talk to you about in later episodes. But I'm trying to create something, not something new. It's not an invention. It's something that's being done in other places, but not being done here. And if I can create what I want and it works, I might be able to make a potential small business out of that. So I'm up late working on that idea, but I had these episodes I recorded this week, wanted to post them. I just thought I'd put this quick introduction together first. I don't know where this is all going to lead. But I hope you find it interesting, maybe humorous in some ways, maybe compelling. I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly of development work, in essence, and I've been involved with good things and bad things, and I've failed miserably at a lot of attempts to just spur economic development and get projects off the ground. I've really failed miserably at some things, and I think I've learned from that, and I hope to share that with you. But again, I've also had some good success, and I've seen some great things happen. And I know people have done some great things as well. So I'd like to be able to talk to them and have them share their stories eventually as well. So thank you for tuning in. And I hope you enjoy listening. And I'll once this is up, I'll post the first episode shortly, which I recorded this week. Thank you and take care.